Well, welcome back to Inside the Cave, 96.5 FM, 965thecave.com. Here in downtown Adrian, Michigan, it's now time for our Athlete of the Week. It's being brought to you by the Lenawee Intermediate School District, recognizing excellence in competition and the determination that student-athletes require to succeed both in and out of the classroom. This week's Athlete of the Week is...
Drum roll, please. Drum roll, please. Allie Zajac of the Tecumseh Indians girls basketball program. Good morning, Allie.
Good morning.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you very much for picking me.
Well, I mean, I'm not going to lie. You've been nominated, I think, two or three times.
Yeah, a great week for you individually and for the team as well. The team going 3-0 on the week. And you scored a lot of points. If I remember correctly, it's like 77 points or something like that in three games.
Yeah, our team's been doing really well this week, but we've been doing a great job offensively and getting people the ball and making the right reads and passes, which allows all of us to score a lot.
I know the team had certain goals they wanted to accomplish in the season. One of them is out of reach at this time. That's win the SEC White. It seems like every team you guys handled except Chelsea, putting that behind you, knowing that that's not a possibility, what's the team's sort of mindset moving into districts?
We're really just looking to win a district title. Every day at practice we talk about it, and if our focus isn't there, we always are like, well, is this going to help us win a district title? And that's really just our main focus, and it's going to be our main focus until districts come around.
And, looking at your performance last week again, a good win over a rival Adrian for you girls, also a win over a traditionally pretty tough Grass Lake team. How do you prepare, knowing that you'd already played Adrian once before and had beaten them, by a good margin in the first game? How do you and your teammates guard against maybe a possible letdown against a team that you played once before already and, making sure that you take care of business and don't fall short in the second game?
Well, I mean, I know we always talk about never taking anyone lightly, because a couple of years ago when I wasn't on the team, Tecumseh lost to Adrian in overtime, and the game before they beat him by like 30. So my mom always makes sure to tell us not to take anyone lightly and make sure we come prepared every game.
Talking with Allie Zajac, Tecumseh girls basketball, you talked about your mom and obviously your coach. I'll never forget the interview I had with her, and I asked, how is it like coaching your daughter? And she was like, to paraphrase, she's like, I don't really do it. I kind of leave that up to other people type of thing. Could you talk about that relationship you have with your mom? It's being mom and also being coach.
Yeah, I think we have a good relationship, mother-daughter and coach-daughter. Sometimes it's a little hard not to speak my opinion to her, but I try to control it most of the time. But Coach Bartels is really the one who gets on me a lot and is more on my side because he knows how hard it is.
Yeah, and like it's like if somebody gives you advice that's the same as your parent, you take it a little different, right?
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, I know how that is. No, I get it.
Well, and you mentioned Coach Bartels, and of course, if you've been around like I have for a while, you remember that Coach Bartels, of course, coached your mother in high school at Britton, and so their relationship, I'm sure, is very strong from many years of being around each other in basketball and just in life, and so I think if you hear it from him and she hears it from him, that I would guess that carries a lot of weight in, smoothing out any issues that may arise.
Yeah. And he's a great coach, too,
yes.
So he knows what he's doing. So,
Allie, what makes this team unique and special? I know there's quite a bit of upperclassmen leadership. You're a sophomore, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, could you talk about that a little bit?
Our seniors play a big role. Like, Tesney Wilkie has always been one of my biggest role models in life and she was just talking about it the other day about how she wants to be there for us inside of basketball and outside of basketball, and she just wants to leave her legacy through us, and she wants us to always remember her even when she graduates, and she's just always a person who you can talk to, and Natalie Bollinger is another one. You can always talk to her. You can always ask her about anything. They're really good role models.
And, okay, going to shift focus back to the districts now. Your first opponent will be Onsted on Wednesday night. I know you have a game with Pinckney coming up still. Have you started to focus any of your preparation for Onsted, or are we all focused on Pinckney so far?
Well, we've been focused on Pinckney this week, but I've been watching film on Onsted.
Okay.
And seeing what they do, and there's films of them in our huddle team
right.
group chat thing, so we can all watch it.
Okay. Of course, we'll have that game right here on 96.5 The Cave when you play Onsted. We're going to be covering that bracket or that district. So we'll look forward to bringing that game and all the games in that district. So,
great.
Talking with Allie Zajac, our LISD Athlete of the Week. We're going to take a quick timeout, Allie. Stay with us. We'll continue our conversation with our Athlete of the Week in just a moment. I'm Ian. That's John. You are Inside the Cave. We'll be back in about 30 seconds.
Are you heading to college in the fall? The Lenawee County Education Foundation wants to help. Visit www.lisd.us/scholarships and apply for scholarships today. Thanks to our donors, LCEF awards nearly $500,000 in college scholarships to local students each year. Get the support you need to pursue your higher education dreams. All applications and supporting materials are due February 28th, so get started today.
And welcome back to Inside the Cave on this Thursday morning. Ian and John with you. And joined on the Green Jack guest line, we have our LISD Athlete of the Week, Tecumseh Basketball's Allie Zajac. Just a sophomore, put up a monster week last week. And, you know, pretty consistent in terms of scoring and rebounding over at Tecumseh. So a lot of the times, Allie, we interview, you know, juniors and seniors, and they kind of have an idea of what they want to do post-high school. I think you're a little young for that still, but maybe I can ask anyway. You know, I don't know if you're getting calls or emails or things like that for, you know, your play on the court.
I have gotten a couple calls from colleges. I have an offer from Toledo University to go play there after, which is great. I love Toledo. It's a great school.
Wow. Okay. You never know.
Yeah.
You know,
that's
That's great.
And it's a great campus, and I'm not trying to recruit you, but it's a great campus, and there's a lot to do in Toledo, too.
Yeah. Yeah, there is. I've been there a couple times, and I really love it there. It's a great place.
Well, you know, and it matters if mom and dad like it, too. That's always, that's important. And they're close enough, you know, if that is your choice. Right, but far enough away. Well, that's great. Congrats on that. I mean, that's a D1 offer.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Gosh. You know, we looked at the district going forward.
Yeah.
We have Onsted Wednesday, next Wednesday, and who knows about Friday.
Yeah, Pinckney. Now, if I believe you beat Pinckney the last time you played them, correct?
Yeah, we did. They're a very tough team, though.
Yep. I had the opportunity to watch them play once, and not bad. Dangerous, dangerous.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so. I have one more for you, Allie, before we let you go. The game against Adrian last week, I saw pictures of the jungle on social media, all the students out there supporting you, and the special game played at halftime that I read about. You know, what's that atmosphere like playing in a game like that? You know, I've never been on the court for that. I've always been up in a press box somewhere.
Yeah, I love those games. They're my favorite because there's just so many people there, and it's so loud, and it's so intense, and anything can happen when there's games like that. Like, there's so much. The atmosphere is just great, and you just feel it from the crowd.
Absolutely. Well, Allie, we appreciate you waking up early on a snow day and talking with us today on the radio. We appreciate it. Congratulations on a great week and a great season so far. Good luck Friday and moving forward.
Yeah, thank you so much. Thank you for having me on here.
Yeah, you're welcome.
All right. Good luck the rest of the way, Allie.
Thank you.
And once again, Tecumseh's Allie Zajac for girls basketball joining us. Inside the Cave, she was our LISD Athlete of the Week. Continuing to inspire the community through motivated, dedicated, and determined hard work, the LISD empowering learners and creating opportunities for success.